Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Thursday, March 25th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Ulysses. First off today, a new supply chain report says that Apple will likely have to compensate Samsung because of lower than contracted orders for the iPhone 12 mini displays. This comes after a variety of reports have indicated that iPhone 12 mini demand has been far below initial estimations. This would not be an unprecedented step for Apple. It has happened twice before. Back in 2019, Apple paid Samsung a fine of roughly $600 million for failing to order the agreed number of iPhone displays. The situation was repeated last year when Apple is reported to have paid Samsung close to $1 billion to compensate for reducing order volumes below contracted levels. There have been multiple different reports of iPhone 12 mini production being cut because of demand issues. The Korean Herald now reports that industry observers are predicting that Apple will have to pay Samsung a hefty penalty for not meeting the minimum order quantity of the device. Samsung is the sole supplier of the 5.4-inch OLED display that Apple uses in the iPhone 12 mini. But one thing to point out is that lower than anticipated demand for the iPhone 12 mini appears to have been balanced out by higher than expected demand for other models. So it's possible that Apple will be able to avoid penalty payments this year because of that higher demand. Apple does not disclose the details of this agreement, but the payments from Apple to Samsung are usually identifiable in Samsung's financial reports. So we'll likely find out soon whether or not Apple has to make this penalty payment. In other news today, Intel has announced new investments that it hopes will help win back Apple's business. The company made the announcements during its quarterly earnings call this week, and new Intel CEO Pat Gelsinger also made comments during an interview about how he hopes to win back Apple as a customer. These new announcements come after Intel also launched a new Go PC ad campaign last week, slamming Apple's new M1 Macs with misleading claims about how they compared to Intel PCs. The videos in the campaign star Justin Long, who famously appeared in Apple's iconic I'm a Mac ads years ago. But in an interview, Gelsinger attributed these new ads to just competitive fun between Apple and Intel, thanks to the unprecedented innovation in the PC industry. Despite this competitive fun, Intel says that it hopes to win Apple's business back. Essentially, what Intel wants to do is convert Apple into a foundry customer. What that means is that Intel would be the company that manufactures Apple's A-series and M-series processors. Currently, Apple processors are made entirely by TSMC, or Taiwan Semiconductor. Gelsinger hopes that Intel can step in and take some of that business. This may ultimately be wishful thinking on Intel's part, but the company is investing $20 billion to build two new factories for chip production in Arizona. So whether or not Intel is able to win back Apple's business with that investment remains to be seen, but the company seems determined to try. We are sponsored this week by Ulysses. Ulysses is a powerful, Apple Design Award-winning writing application for the Mac, the iPad, and the iPhone. I write all of my 9to5 Mac articles and 9to5 Mac daily notes in Ulysses, and I couldn't recommend it more. It offers a distraction-free writing environment and lets you focus on your text. You can edit your writing anytime and any place with iCloud syncing that keeps everything in check. Users can also publish their writing conveniently from within Ulysses to various blogging platforms complete with images, tags, and more, including WordPress, Ghost, Medium, and most recently, micro.blog. 9to5 Mac daily listeners can exclusively start using Ulysses for 3 months for free at the link in the show notes below or by heading to ulysses.app/promo/9to5Mac. After that, it's just $5 per month or $40 for the whole year. There's also even lower prices for students. Whenever people ask me about my favorite apps for the iPhone, iPad, and Mac, Ulysses is at the top of the list. My thanks to Ulysses for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Rounding out today, Apple has made several changes to its factory security guidelines to help prevent leaks from the supply chain. The information says that it was able to obtain an internal Apple document outlining the changes. One of the biggest changes is that manufacturing partners that work with Apple, such as Foxconn and Pegatron, are no longer allowed to collect biometric data from Apple employees, but they are still free to collect such data from their own employees, even if those employees are making Apple products. So this biometric data consists of things like facial scans and fingerprint scans. Apple doesn't want its own employees to have this data collected by the manufacturing partners, but it does want supply chain partners to collect that data from their employees as one of many security efforts being implemented at these factories. The guidelines also make other changes to help crack down on product leaks that come from the supply chain. For the first time, Apple is now requiring manufacturers to run criminal background checks on all workers. The company is also mandating that the use of surveillance cameras be increased at these facilities. Another interesting change includes that Apple is increasing its focus on movement of sensitive parts within factories. So as part of this change, if a component takes an unusually long time to get to its destination, going from point A to point B within a factory, a security alarm must be triggered. Building on this, Apple is also making upgrades to its system for tracking parts and components within these factories. The new Apple security guidelines for manufacturing partners also include requirements that guards at checkpoints keep detailed logs of the movement of workers carrying sensitive parts from one area to another. Factory visitors must also now show government IDs, something that wasn't previously required. Finally, security cameras must now capture all four sides of transport vehicles, and videos that show the destruction of prototypes and defective parts must now be retained for at least 180 days, Apple says. These changes to Apple's factory security guidelines come as part of its efforts to reduce leaks that currently come out of the supply chain. But the information notes that these changes are being viewed as setting a double standard among factory workers and partners, who believe that Apple is cracking down on supply chain securities in countries where privacy laws are more lax. But these companies can't push back against Apple's guidelines because they need Apple's business. In many instances, Apple is the largest client of its supply chain partners, which lets the company set its own standards for how things should be done. You can find the full report from the information at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.